we're in this building. Final problem. I just asked.
Platform. referring to the...
It's about reasons with this.
I'm referring to the details and the case that's outlined in the paper that we prepared. I'm talking about a substantive platform. Instead of having us take a position of no comment, being reluctant to speak because it will infringe on the judicial process, what we're saying, anything that comes up, we just level it right out. Here's what our recollection is. This is what we should recall. This is, these are the facts as we saw.
I think we've been doing. I got that from Stevens. I got that. I thought we were doing that. I don't think we've been.
We have been doing it.
You've been doing a lot of that.
That's right. But we haven't been doing it as extensively as possible. In other words, to putting it into perspective.
Speaking of your network commentators, because this may also be about you, I noticed Smith, Howard Smith, said it's very, very important to get Mitchell Hall and everyone on it early so that they can decide whether the president is guilty or not. That's fine. That's the critical point. See, of course, that's working. That is a problem we've got, you know, with like Peter Flanagan's statement. Shit, there's gold going down. And this sort of thing always happens at this point. You can't go anywhere.
Right.
Stop trying. But the whole how you feel this bronze will affect or is affecting, or can affect that factor. I mean, this statement and the follow-up. Can we really turn that some type of chance of mine?
I think so.
By just fighting harder.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Getting out there and
that's exactly right.
What Jerry is saying now is that, and that's what I want to read this if this is mine, is that this should not be simply a mea culpa, but more of a, here it is, kids, now God damn, we're going to stand and fight on this thing coming out of high water. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not quite. I think it's more a, okay, fellas, I've tried to be fair. I'm not going to come out here rushing out and yelling that I'm innocent. What I'm doing is coming out here in a reasoned way, stating my case with an understanding, as I said yesterday, that because of some distortion or some problems that developed over the last year in the campaign activity, I'm not going to let you blow it out of proportion and destroy the presidency of the United States. It's a combination of understanding, recognition that there was a problem.
Right. Right.
The recognition that people did you wrong.
That's right.
As your staff, and they did you wrong.
Yeah,
there's no question about it. Recognition that they should have picked up the signal warnings along the way, but that being the case, you did not develop and run the presidency, you did not conduct the leadership of this country in a way to which it's being distorted by the press stories and by the charges and so forth, and I'm going to put it in perspective. That's what this is about more than anything, which is a fight, which is a battle. But the way it is waged and the way it is run is through discussions with the leadership, through discussions with the press, through all of us opening up and not falling, we're sorry, please forgive us, we're blue. You see, but it's a fine line between that and going out
I'm glad to hear that. Well, that's about what I think is a good idea. It is about it, is what I have in mind. And the main thing is, too, that what do you think of Archie Cox's statement that he would conduct an investigation right up to the Oval Office? It's a little bit of, is that the impression you got from even going to the Oval Office?
Well, these guys, you see, Mr. President, but a lot of guys who aren't men always try and prove themselves as men by statements and so forth. Archibald Cox is just that way. He's the typical weak individual, I think, who would make a statement like that. It's the process of prejudgment that's taking place, and that's what we have to fight against. My natural instinct would be to run out and hit him hard, but the only way to get to that point is to... It is along the strategy I
was lying. In fact, a lot of things are not true that he thought was true.
That's right.
Sometimes exactly. Some things are true that were true.
I'm the slightest bit worried about Archibald Cox.
You don't think he's that heavy?
No, I don't think he's that heavy, and it's basically irrelevant now as to what Archibald Cox does. What we're doing, we're not fooling around with the Justice Department, Archibald Cox, or even the committee so much. What we're dealing around, we're in the public opinion.
And the battle will be won.
It will be.
It can.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Because basically, it'll be won for reasons. We have allies we don't know we have. It's a curious thing. But we have allies and a great mass of people who someone somehow don't want us to lose.
Right.
That's the reason. That's where our enemies miscalculated. They miscalculated in Cambodia. This is a different situation, but they miscalculated now. Or am I right?
I think so. Yes, sir. But they also need
reassurance.
Not so much reassurance. They need to feel that they have something to hang to. They need something they have to turn to. And we have not provided that.
Facts. Right.
The president out there, they want to see the president. They want to see him talking about this now. Not, as I say, along the lines which I described earlier. Not over talking about it.
Right.
But talking about it. Okay. Yes.
And, sir, you think they'll be ready 9:30 or so?
9:30. Yeah.